Welcome to this Thursday edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Luann Crane.
And I'm Ryan Dobson. And Dad and Luann, it's been well over a month since the National Day of Prayer, and we've been dying to talk about it in depth and let our listeners hear some of the speakers and presentations that were made. But there's been so much content given to us to put on air that it's hard to find enough days in the week to do broadcasts. And today is going to be a special day. It's going to start 2 days of broadcasting to let our listeners just get a peek into what we experienced in Washington, D.C. on May the 5th.
Luann, speaking of what Ryan just said, I want to compliment you and Christine Gibson for the work that the two of you and others are doing in selecting guests and topics here. You and I talk about it, but it's your job to go get it done. And I think for the last month, we've been doing some of, well, this is self-congratulatory, doing some of the best broadcasts that we have done in the 15 months that we've been on the air.
Well, Doctor, we dedicate every day here at Family Talk to the Lord, and I think it's evident that His hand is upon us. That's all I can say.
And what a privilege it is to select a topic and a guest, if we have a guest, and then come into the studio and air the words that the Lord has put on our hearts, and then to find out that there are people out there who were needing just that message and how relevant it was to their lives. And they write and say, "You were there when I needed you." I don't know of any greater thrill in what
Absolutely.
We're doing than that.
It's a sacred responsibility, that's for sure.
Well, Ryan, you just mentioned the National Day of Prayer. You had the privilege of being there on that occasion, didn't you?
I did. It's my second time, and I just was – I really was blown away. I don't know another way to put it. Every event that we went to was amazing. The speakers were riveting, and I was moved. I wish everybody could have been there.
Well, Doctor, I was not there, so I'm looking forward to what we're going to have planned for these next 2 days.
And you're about half ticked over not being there, aren't you?
I would love to get there someday.
How about
really
next
would.
Year?
Absolutely. But I was able to watch online, as many listeners were as well, and we'll get a taste of it today.
Well, the three events that took place occurred on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday itself was the National Day of Prayer, and that was an all-day event. But on Tuesday, the staff of the National Day of Prayer offered a tribute to Shirley Dobson, a lady that I have high regard for. And she has been chairman of the National Day of Prayer for 20 years. And so there were many people that got up and spoke. I did also. But also there were videoed tributes to Shirley from some people. We're going to allow our listeners to hear several of those, but in the interest of time, we will not be able to cover them all. But it was a very special night, wasn't it, Ryan?
It really was. I know that embarrasses Mom. She does not want to be in the spotlight in that way, but it was well-deserved, and I was so proud to sit there with my sister, Danae, and watch this tribute unfold.
Well, it was a very emotional evening as the staff of the National Day of Prayer came one by one to the microphone and expressed their appreciation and love for Shirley, and I had a few things to say. And then, as I mentioned a minute ago, there were video tributes to Shirley. Luann, let's let our listeners hear about three of those tributes and a letter.
Let's do.
Hi, this is Ravi Zacharias. What an honor to be able to share with you for just a moment here. Congratulations, Shirley, on this landmark moment. You have served so well, and I trust will continue to serve as the chairperson of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. It was my honor to serve under you in 2004 when I was appointed by you as honorary chair for that occasion. At that time, I learned that it's wonderful to introduce a new spiritual law, that God loves you, and Shirley Dobson has a wonderful plan for your life. Only teasing here. It was truly a privilege to serve under your leadership and watch your passion and burden to lead this nation in all of its needs to the throne of God in prayer. I think of the words of King George VI in 1939. I said to the man at the gate of the ear, "Give me a light that I may walk safely into the unknown." And he said to me, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. It shall be to you better than the light and safer than the known." Shirley, you have taught us how to go out into the darkness and put our hand into the hand of God. May God give you your best years ahead. Thank you for being a beacon, especially at a time like this. I'm grateful to you, and we're grateful to you for leading us as a people of prayer for needs such as these, where only God is big enough to solve them for us. Thank you, Shirley. May your best years be ahead.
Shirley, this is Franklin Graham, and I just want to congratulate you on 20 years of leading this historic ministry. I don't know of anybody in the country that could have done it better than you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity of being the honorary chairman last year. But Shirley, I want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you and for what you're doing. You know, our country is in a mess. Our world is upside down. We just look at all the crises that are unfolding around us. But you see, the Lord Jesus told this is coming. The greatest thing that we can do is to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to this nation. And every year, it seems like our country is turning further and further and further away from Almighty God and from His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm so grateful and thankful, Shirley, that you are holding the torch, okay? That you haven't backed up, you haven't apologized, you haven't said, we're sorry. You keep holding that torch, and that's what we got to do. So thank you, and God bless you. Keep it up, and I want you to know that I'm praying for you and your team as you meet this week. God bless you.
Hello, this is Luis Palau, and I'm delighted to join those who are honoring Mrs. Shirley Dobson today for 20 years of leading the National Day of Prayer in Washington, D.C. and across the nation. It's been one of those great movements that I believe God has used in a mighty way. The Day of Prayer is now 60 years on, and it was such an honor when Mrs. Dobson and the committee invited me to be the honorary chairman in 2003. I remember how well she led us, so humbly, graciously, but with courage and strength. When we went to the White House, President Bush was there, Mrs. Laura Bush was there, and it was such a thrill to be able to pray for the nation no less than in the White House. There's a verse in 1 Samuel 2:30 that says, "Those who honor me, I will honor." And God has certainly honored you, Shirley Dobson, and we honor you in the name of the Lord, for so joyfully, courageously, filled with faith, you have led us to pray for the nation. We must continue doing this and delegate it to the next generation so that this will go on till the Lord returns. So, congratulations. God bless you. May you rejoice in the work you've done. And the Lord says, "Those who honor me, I will honor." And nobody can honor as well as our Lord does Himself. God bless you, Mrs. Dobson. Thank you for this moment of joining in congratulations.
And that's just a taste of the many accolades given to Mrs. Dobson at the Tuesday night event before the National Day of Prayer.
Luann, this might be an appropriate moment to read the letter that we talked about earlier that came from a very, very special and honorable man.
The very esteemed Dr. Billy Graham wrote to your wife, Doctor, and he says, "Dear Shirley, it is hard to believe that this year marks 20 years that you have faithfully served as chair of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. You have done a tremendous job, and the nation owes you a great debt of gratitude for calling us to urgent prayer during these two turbulent decades. I would like to send my thanks to you and congratulations on this milestone, but also give thanks to God that this marks the 60th observance of the National Day of Prayer. I hope that this celebration dinner will not only be a time of fellowship and praise, but of recommitment to the task of standing in the gap for America in calling the nation to prayer. This year's theme of A Mighty Fortress Is Our God is dear to my heart. When we built our home, Ruth had those same words in the German of Luther's hymn burned into the old wood, which forms the mantelpiece above the fireplace in our living room. Psalm 91:2 is a wonderful verse to lean on during this National Day of Prayer. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. With warmest Christian greetings to all gathered for this celebration, cordially yours, Dr. Billy Graham.
Luann, I'm looking at the letter as you hold it, and I note that you have editorialized just a little. He did not sign his name, Dr. Billy Graham. He signed it Billy.
Billy, he did.
Which tells you something about the humility of the man.
It really does. I'm glad that he mentioned not only the verse the theme came from, but the theme, which is A Mighty Fortress is our God. And I would like our listeners to understand how much time my mom puts into choosing a theme as the chairperson of the National Day of Prayer. It's been a month and a half since May 5th. She's already working on next year's theme right now, and she's been doing so since 3 days after the National Day of Prayer.
Well, she makes that a matter of prayer because it really does set the tone for that day of prayer. It's where the nation is at this time and what its needs are. And year after year after year, the Lord gives her a theme that is spot on with the needs of this country. And it happened again this year with A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Well, Doctor, I'm anxious to hear what actually occurred back in Washington, D.C. on May 5th of this year. We're going to hear from Congressman Alan West of Florida. But before he took the podium, you came up and gave a brief introduction of him. So now let's go to the Cannon House office building in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago on May the 5th.
I want to just say very quickly before I introduce our next speaker that this is a poignant moment for the National Day of Prayer right here. The 20th anniversary of Shirley's chairmanship of the National Day of Prayer, but not for that reason, but because 1 year ago we met right here with a shadow hanging over the National Day of Prayer. And an organization whose purpose is to silence and to limit the expression of prayer and love for the Lord in this country seemed to have won a great battle. And we didn't really know if we were going to be here today. We didn't know if we could come to a government building and have the color guard come down to the front and other expressions. We did not know if 48 governors could sign proclamations because a judge had said it's all unconstitutional. You know, in 1775, the First Continental Congress called for a day of prayer 13 times. And then, as Shirley said, George Washington did, and Abraham Lincoln, and 33 presidents have done this. And this judge in Wisconsin says it's all contrary to the Constitution. And we didn't know where that was going, because you never know what judges in an appeals court or the Supreme Court, what they're going to do. And yet, millions of people prayed, and many of them here in this room, and God heard and answered prayer, and here we are today. And it's going to continue. And so that is what I was thinking as I was sitting down there. Now I want to introduce our next speaker. He's Congressman Alan West from Florida's 22nd Congressional District. But he is a war hero. He's a military hero, and certainly to me. He is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, served in Iraq, and then as a military advisor to the war in Afghanistan, and was involved in Operation Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Desert Shield. His medals include a Bronze Star, 3 Meritorious Service Medals, 3 Army Commendation Medals, one of them for valor. He's married, has 2 young daughters, unless he's had one since his bio was written. And it is indeed a great honor for Shirley and me to welcome this war hero and legislator to be our guest in speaking on behalf of the military. Welcome him, will you, Congressman West.
Thank you. Thanks. You know, today our theme is "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And that theme comes from Psalms 91. And having been in the military for 22 years, they will tell you that Psalms 91 is also referred to as the soldier's psalm. And there in verse 2 it says, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." But I have an important question to ask each and every one of you today, and that question comes from Psalm 11, verse 3, where it says, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" We have come here this morning on a day set aside to remember from whence our strength comes. And this week began with a great piece of news for America, that the personification of evil, Osama bin Laden, had been killed by our U.S. Navy SEAL special operators. And on this National Day of Prayer, I can attest without any doubt that before those brave warriors launched their mission, they prayed. Prayer is the means by which we find refuge in our Lord God as we face trials, tribulations, and tumultuous times. In our congressional office, there is a simple portrait hanging on the wall facing my desk. It is a portrait which reminds me of the faith and conviction that enabled a ragtag bunch of 13 colonies to come together and triumph. It is the portrait of General George Washington kneeling beside his horse, hands clasped, head bowed in the snow of Valley Forge. I know that before you can stand against the evils, the trials, and the challenge we all face, we must first kneel in prayer. As we trust in God through the power of prayer, we can say, as it says in Romans 8:31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" This America. Thank you. This America is rooted in a Judeo-Christian faith tradition, which finds its cornerstone of communication, prayer. Thomas Jefferson stated, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated, but with His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever." See, Psalm 11:3 asked us that question. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The answer is simple. This nation shall pray. We must pray for our economic security and the blessings of long-term sustainable job growth policies. We must pray for our national security to ensure this great republic, the grand experiment in individual liberty, is preserved for future generations. We must pray for the restoration of the American family and the sanctity of innocent life. We must pray that the ideological chasm which now separates America can be closed. We must pray, as it states in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." In closing, I know that certain individuals and their media allies will be chomping to attack these words that I share today. They shall cry separation of church and state as we pray in these hallowed halls of Congress. But that principle does not apply to separating me or any of us from our faith and belief in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the power of prayer. And it does not apply to separating this great nation from its Judeo-Christian faith heritage. I ain't done yet. That's good Southern English. We must never dwell in the realm of fear, nor shy away from our convictions. If we believe in the simple words, the admonition of Isaiah 54:17, where he says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Therefore, on this annual day of prayer, I implore this nation and each and every one of you here today to lift up your eyes unto the hills, where we shall find our strength. Mount up with wings like eagles, run and never grow weary, walk and never faint. And never forget that before you stand strong, you must kneel in prayer. God bless you all. God bless America, steadfast and loyal.
What an incredible reminder there from Congressman Alan West on this Family Talk broadcast, as we've been listening to some of the highlights from this year's National Day of Prayer events in our country's capital.
Luann, I loved it.
You were there, Ryan.
Oh, I was. I just was riveted the entire time, and it encouraged me because no matter how dark the days get, we know where our help comes from. And, Dad, it's easy to lose sight of that sometimes.
Well, it often is, Ryan, especially as the culture grows more and more antagonistic towards the truth and towards morality and virtue as it's expressed in Scripture. There's just an anger. There is a hostility to biblical truth. But I appreciated these remarks from Congressman Alan West, and you could tell from the response of the audience, some people were shouting there.
Right.
I haven't heard that in a while, but it is the way that that crowd received the things that he was saying. Isn't it interesting that he addressed that there is a spirit of fear and anxiety, of parents worrying about the new generation that's coming along? We've seen things change. And I think that Congressman West's remarks were aimed directly at that spirit of apprehension. Now, we're going to come back to this subject tomorrow. We have another message that I know people are really going to want to hear. It's from Johnny Erickson Tata. She served as this year's honorary chairman of the National Day of Prayer, and she gave the keynote address. And it is well worth hearing, and we're going to share it with our listeners tomorrow.
And, Dad, we want to remind our listeners, if they won't be able to join us tomorrow, they can always go to myfamilytalk.com and listen to it there. You can even sign up for our podcast and not miss a single broadcast.
And, Ryan, in addition, they can sign up for weekly prayer tips from the National Day of Prayer, or even it's not too early to learn about coordinating an event in your area for next year. It'll be here soon. We have a link to that at myfamilytalk.com.
If you'd like to get a CD copy of this program or give to the work of Family Talk, call us at 877-732-6825. Again, 877-732-6825. Or, once again, our website at myfamilytalk.com.
Ryan and Lou Ann, here at the end of the program, I want to thank our listeners for staying with us and for becoming part of what we're doing here. This is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. We talk, and then people talk back to us. And I am hearing more and more good things from people who are listening to us. A lot of them are writing to say, I found you. I thought you were gone. And I wish that our listeners would help spread the word and let other people know where they can hear us. Ryan, as you indicated, either on the radio or they can download it on our website, myfamilytalk.com. And let me add one other thought. We're in the middle of June, and the summer is a tough time financially for all ministries. We are in particular need of financial help right now. May was a good month, and people responded to the things that we said, but it's got to happen every month, and the bills go on. So if people can help us, we would certainly appreciate it.
And the place to start is myfamilytalk.com.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow on Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson.